Hi guys, this is Prachi. Welcome to another episode of my podcast. And if you have not yet done so, please hit that share and subscribe button so that you never miss another episode. So, as I always say, before we start today's episode, guys, please do me a favor, pick up your phone and please rate and review this podcast on Apple or iTunes. The more positive reviews this podcast will get, the more it will show up organically and it will help my podcast to grow. It will be a huge favor to me if you just take out your 30 seconds and give this podcast an honest review and ratings. Thank you so much, guys. Okay, so coming back to the episode, today we are going to talk about how to transition your summer wardrobe for fall season. You know, actually, one of the most common questions my readers had for me over on Instagram stories was how to transition summer outfits or pieces into fall. Because, you know, there's always that weird time of the season where you are kind of in limbo. I mean, it's warm, but it is also cool in the mornings and night. The calendar says September and October, but you are still wanting to wear those summer favorites, but not sure how to. Actually, it can be a hard time of year to navigate your closet, and I'm right there with you. So, transitioning your closet for fall means breaking out these sweaters, coats, and scarves. But what about all of those summer favorites you are not ready to let go of just yet? So I would say there is no need to pack them, away just yet, because I have rounded up few ideas, very simple ideas for wearing your lightweight items like breezy blouses and skirts all season long. Even as you do make additions to your closet, I promise these hacks will continue to refresh your closet until winter, not to mention get your maximum wear out of your summer staples. So let's dive in. Let's start with my most favorite summer staple, which is the slip dress. Yes, a 90s staple that has held its own for the last several decades, the slip dress. I think it is a wardrobe essential that glides effortlessly between seasons. And my favorite slip dress is a year-round staple for me. In summer, I wear it alone, and in fall, I layer it with cashmere sweater over, sometimes shrunken, sometimes oversized. I also love it with a cropped cardigan, a blazer, and a trench coat. So, you know, this slinky silhouette is like the perfect attire for transitioning my style to fall. And layering a slip dress is the most easy thing to do. It can easily be paired with a turtleneck as well, or a knit sweater on top. So you see, there are various options to wear your slip dress in fall season also. Number 2, mini dress. Well, among the more notable silhouettes this season is the mini skirt. Although I think bare legs feel out of place in winter, but for those earlier months of autumn when the weather still allows a flash of skin, the miniskirt is a go-to option. It can be dressed up or down, it can be made classic or sexy, so I think it is super cool. So, a mini dress, I have this mini dress in my closet in a slip shape, and I always team it up with a matching button-down shirt. The skirt alone is great with other pieces like a cashmere tee, a racer back tank and a jacket, a shrug maybe, heels or loafers and socks. So you see, it is super 90s, it is super modern. Number 3, long dress. Yes, we all know for summer days when the weather is giving hot humidity, sometimes a long breezy dress is the best option for effortlessness and a little sun protection also. But it is also fab for fall season, you know. I wore a lot of ankle-length dresses with sneakers this summer, but I would love to incorporate them into my fall closet as well. So this season, I'll be styling my long dresses with long coat, trench coats, or, you know, long cardigans or lightweight shrugs for initial months. And not to forget some sexy pumps, you know, for those chilled out evening with friends. Let's move ahead. Number 4, button up blouses. Yes, our own button-up blouses, and I guess we all love them. The secret to surviving summer's most brutal temperatures is breathable lightweight fabrics, and we all agree on this. But when layered, they can also adapt to autumn style. So I wore a lot of open lightweight blouses as jackets this summer, and for fall, I'll wear the blouses buttoned with a boxy trouser or a flared jean. Now, my biggest summer to fall essential is a button-up blouse, trust me guys, and it is the perfect fabrication to feel a breeze and bundle up. So don't forget to incorporate some blouses or lightweight shirts into your fall closet as well. And last but not the least, despite its innate simplicity, the white tank top tops the chart. Yes. Well, I guess the white tank has had a profound impact on fashion and personal style in recent months. And in part, this can be chalked up to its inclusion in the Prada this year, spring summer, 2022 runway. But beyond designer stamps of approval, the white tank has remained a versatile wardrobe staple since its early days. If you go on researching, it was very popular as a men's undergarment. Now, for summer, it's been styled with printed midi skirts and denim shorts, we all know. But in fall, the layering hero will play nicely with everything, from button-down shirts and blazers to pantsuits, and just add on some architectural jewelry and you are all set. So in other words, just hold on tight to the sleeveless style. White tank top is a perennial and is like all year round staple. Well, I guess from a styling perspective, the shift from August to September is a study in contrast. Bikinis are traded in for blazers as everyone's wardrobes transition to crisp autumn weather. It can, of course, be a bit sad, bidding farewell to the carefree days of beach season, but there is something undeniably magical about this fall season, cozy back to school feeling. So I guess it is not a bad idea to start planning how to wear your favorite summer clothes in the fall season as well. And another styling tip I really rely on is layering shades of the same color in different textures. Mixing assortment of materials like cashmere, denim, silk, wool, leather, all in the same color family, of course, they can look really sophisticated and dimensional. So my point is, it does not really matter if you are wearing something light and wispy when the temperatures drop, so long as you have got enough cozy fabric to anchor it, because the key to survive this fall season is layering. Most of your summer staples fare better in cool temperatures than you would think. The key is layering. Just layer, layer, and layer. Because I believe the best piece of clothing is one that can be worn year-round by adding or subtracting something. Anything. As simple as a sweater. And I guess you all will agree on this. So this is it for today's episode. As usual, I'm gonna ask you to hop on my blog, and as I always say, leave your feedback, comments, send me a voice message. Let me know what you thought about the episode. I would be so happy to hear from you. I would love to hear from you all. You can message me, find me on Facebook, follow me on Insta, send me a mail, give us your review and ratings. And if you are not an Apple Podcast user, the best way to support this podcast is by taking the screenshot of the episode you are listening to and share it on your Instagram stories. Don't forget to tag me at Closet2Curtains. So, see you very soon with the next episode. Till then, sending you lots of love. Bye.